Title: Ring in the New Year with a Refresher on California's COVID-19 Regulations and Laws. Content: As the end of the year draws near, it is important for employers in California to remember there are multiple COVID-19 regulations and laws that will still apply to the workplace in 2023. The Division of Occupational Safety and Health of California S, Cal/OSHA, constantly evolving COVID-19 Emergency Temporary Standard, ETS, that has been in effect for the last 2 years is finally expiring. However, the ETS will be replaced by Cal/OSHA's new COVID-19 Prevention Non-Emergency Regulations, Permanent Standard, which will remain in effect through 2024. This article provides a comprehensive update on the Permanent Standard, AB 2693, the new law modifying an employer's notification and reporting requirements under Labor Code Section 6409.6, and the current state of COVID-19 Supplemental Paid Sick Leave. Cal/OSHA's new COVID-19 Permanent Standard. Cal/OSHA first published a draft of the proposed Permanent Standard on June 18, 2022. Unlike the ETS and its various iterations, the Permanent Standard is a non-emergency regulation and therefore was required to proceed through the standard rulemaking process, which includes a public hearing on the proposed regulation. In advance of the public hearing on September 15, 2022, we reviewed some of the main differences between the ETS and the proposed Permanent Standard in a prior blog post. At the public hearing, employers and labor representatives voiced their concerns over the Permanent Standard, which we detailed here. Following minor non-substantive revisions, the Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board, voted to adopt the proposed Permanent Standard on December 15, 2022. The Permanent Standard will become effective once approved by the Office of Administrative Law in January. This could happen as early as January 1, 2023, and will remain in effect for 2 years after the effective date. As a brief refresher, the Permanent Standard eliminated or relaxed the following requirements under the current ETS: employee screening. Employers are no longer required to develop and implement a process for screening employees for COVID-19 symptoms, such as a temperature check or symptom questionnaire. The Permanent Standard simply states that employers must, 1, effectively identify and respond to persons with COVID-19 symptoms at the workplace and, 2, encourage employees to report COVID-19 symptoms and to stay home when ill. Exclusion pay. The Permanent Standard eliminated the requirement for employers to maintain an employee's earnings and benefits when the employee must be excluded from the workplace under the Permanent Standard. Instead, the Permanent Standard requires only that employers provide employees with information regarding, 1, COVID-19-related benefits they may be entitled to under federal, state, or local laws, 2, the employer's leave policies, or, 3, any leave guaranteed by contract. Employer-provided testing. Employers no longer need to make testing available to any employee experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. Under the Permanent Standard, employers must make testing available only to employees who had a close contact in the workplace and as required under outbreak protocols. Outbreak protocols. Under the ETS, employers had to follow certain outbreak protocols if there are 3 or more COVID-19 cases in an exposed group at a work location during the case's infectious period, over a 14-day period. The Permanent Standard modified the definition of exposed group to eliminate employees who momentarily pass through the work location. Previously, only masked employees passing through were eliminated. Additionally, outbreak protocols can now cease if there have been 1 or fewer cases in the exposed group within the preceding 14 days, unlike the ETS, which required no new cases during the look-back period. Notably, however, employers must now report major outbreaks, 20 or more cases over a 30-day period, to Cal/OSHA, which is likely to result in a subsequent Cal/OSHA investigation. Employee notifications. The Permanent Standard modified notification requirements for employees who were potentially exposed in the workplace. The notice must be provided as soon as possible and defers to Labor Code Section 6409.6, detailed below, on the form and content of the notice. Separately, the Permanent Standard requires employers to notify employees and independent con.